Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It wasn't all that long ago when for sale signs spread across Michigan yards like dandelions that just never went away. The housing market had crashed, and a lot of Michigan homeowners found themselves underwater. Well, times have changed for some Michiganders, and now sellers in some parts of our state have the advantage, as Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith discovered when she recently sold her home in a Grand Rapids neighborhood, winding up, in her words, feeling like some kind of gentrifying bandit. Lindsay Smith is here now, along with her Grand Rapids realtor, Michelle Gordon. It's great to have you both with us. Hey, Lindsay.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
And welcome, Michelle.
Thank you. Pleased to be here.
Lindsay, here you are moving to Ann Arbor for a job change at Michigan Radio. And in that move, you discovered something very interesting when you went to sell your house. What did you find?
I mean, I feel like I found what I sort of knew was happening in my neighborhood, which was that people were not being able to afford to stay there, that prices of homes and also the price of rent were going up pretty dramatically. It's one of those stories where it hits you when it's your house. I mean, this is a known thing. It's just when it happens to you and your house, it's so much more personal. And I felt the need to put myself out there to sort of demonstrate or put a face to what one individual went through.
So going through and really seeing firsthand what the market boom in Grand Rapids is about. Michelle Gordon, how long has Grand Rapids housing market gotten hot? I guess I'm wondering when Grand Rapids was able to pull itself out of that great recession slump.
I've been selling for 15 years, and I came into the business when it was good, and it was what we would call quote unquote normal. A fair amount of inventory would be about 3 to 4 months worth of inventory. I saw the crash, and then we went into the bank-owned era, which is how I met Lindsay. And then we had over 9 months of worth of inventory, and we've been rapidly dropping our inventory for the last 3 years, and now we're under 1 month.
Wow. Lindsay, tell us about your house and the neighborhood.
So my house is a kind of an interesting house because it's a new house in an old neighborhood. The housing stock around me was built 1900, roughly, right? The housing there is mostly single family homes, and they're mostly, you know, somewhere between 75, I'd say, and like 100 years old. So my house being new makes it sort of unique. There was two houses on that property that were built around the same time as most of the rest of the neighborhood, but they were both raised throughout the decades. And this is the part thing about my house I didn't really write about, is they're kind of cookie cutter houses in a way. Like, they're cute. They're really cute. They're two-story houses. They're very simple, but they're cute. And you can see them when you drive around my neighborhood. I'm like, oh, there's my house. Oh, there's another one of my houses. You know, they're just like a different color. They have the same shed. They have, you know, the same front porch. So you can kind of spot these around the neighborhood. And it is interesting to me. I've sort of over the years looked up those houses and what they've sold for. And they just run just all kinds of different market prices depending on where they really land. I was floored to get the number that we got.
So first of all, you bought it in 2013 for how much?
For $65,000.
She bought it for $65,000, but you need to know that it was listed twice. They could not sell it, and the ball was in our court. So I think that's important to know.
And Lindsay, you've just sold your house for how much?
For $135,000.
So you got $70,000 more than you paid for that house.
Yeah.
In 3.5 years. Michelle, tell us what kind of buyer traffic and interest that you got for Lindsay's house.
Well, I feel really bad for Lindsay, but I thank her and her husband for going down this road. It's always inconvenient to sell your home, but I have never in 15 years experienced what I experienced with her home. I knew there would be interest. I knew there would be multiple offers. I don't know anybody that has received 49 offers on one property. But it was, I think it was heartbreaking more than exciting till the end.
Now, why do you say that, Michelle?
Because there's ways that we can look at the offer and the type of financing they're getting where we can tell if it's for sure a owner-occupied purchase agreement. If someone is putting 5 or 3% down, that would not be an investor property because they have to put down a minimum of 15 to 20% depending on their lender. So the majority of the offers offered either FHA or a minimal down payment. So I believe we said there was positively at least 43 of those that were owner-occupied for sure. And it was heartbreaking because normally I love multiple offers. I love the excitement. I live for that. But not so much when you know that these people are not going to go find another house. That, you know, some of them were living with family. Some of them had nowhere to live. Some of them were living in a one-room apartment. And I don't know when they're going to find another home.
Boy. So you were stunned by the offer. Was it because of this great house or was it because, by golly, there's nothing out there?
Combination of all above. It's bordering a very, very hot neighborhood. Yeah. And we didn't know if it was bordering enough. It's a, what we would call an up-and-coming neighborhood for sure. It's newer construction, but it's the only newer construction within her few streets. And so we knew that was going to be a great draw. But I just had no idea. I mean, we got 10 offers. I was excited. We got 20 offers. I said, this is great. And then I had to cancel my day. The offers just kept coming in. And I think at one point I stopped making your spreadsheet.
You know, Michelle, looking, you know, from the outside looking in, like there is a lot to be happy about for you as a realtor. Lindsay and her husband get a mighty fine return on what they put into that house. Is that not something that you always want to try to get for your clients?
I'm lucky enough in this case to have a client that it's not all about the money. I know that her and her husband shed tears over this, making decisions. I know that I had to be the professional at the house, and I did not, but I went home and literally cried with my husband. He gets to hear all of that stuff. And so we're very excited. Don't get me wrong. I told them when they bought this house, if they kept it 5 years, they would double their money. So I was able to keep my promise. But so that was good. But I would have rather kept my promise in a different way.
Yeah. Lindsay, you wrote a reporter's notebook on this whole experience. And as you put it, I made out like some kind of gentrifying bandit. Tell us about why you wrote that.
Okay, so this is really kind of easy. I mean, I sort of started the open here by saying that I felt like this was something that was obviously happening in the neighborhood to me for a while, where people were getting pushed out. They just didn't have a place to live. But what really hit home with me, what made me decide that, or one of the things, I shouldn't say it's the only thing, but one of my next door neighbors' house was foreclosed on really late last year. She was removed from the house this month. So while I'm down the hill, you know, selling my house, making money for my family and everything, which is good, it broke my heart to see her and her family really struggle to get not only this, you know, elderly woman who had lived here for forever, but her sister lived in the home who had a disability. So it's going to be a lot of change for them. And I think, like, that's the thing that sort of pushed me to feel like this is a big deal. You know, I just felt like as a reporter, I have to talk about these things. And so while I obviously feel kind of vulnerable to write this piece, it was something that I just had to do.
Lindsay, what led you to choose the winner of this heated battle? And cash was, you know, you saw pictures of cash on a table saying, look, I can pay you. What led you to choose the winner, Lindsay?
For me, because the first time around, I did take advantage of a state program that you could get, I think it was a no interest or a low interest loan for a down payment through MSHTA. This time around, you know, I didn't have that luxury. And so whatever I made off this house is what I had for a down payment. And I got to say, I'm moving from Grand Rapids, which is a hot housing market, but to Ann Arbor, where you really can't get into the market, you know, in Washtenaw County, you can't buy a house for what you can buy in Grand Rapids still. You know what I mean? So housing prices out there are much, I feel like, much higher if you're going to work out of Ann Arbor. So I did need to, I knew I needed to make some money. But our thing, what really made it nice, you know, to say that the sellers were in the driver's seat in this, I felt like for my anxiety level and my husband's, we wanted to get an offer that was solid. Because I think one of the things Michelle talked to me about, and I've heard this from other realtors, is that it's so crazy sometimes. Like, you get offers sight unseen, and then they fall through 30 days later because it's somebody who's just trying to get in and just put in a bid as fast as they can on anything because they know it'll pay back, you know? So we wanted to make sure we had a solid offer. So I was lucky enough to get an offer that was, the guy didn't want an inspection, which is fine. The house was built in 2005. I don't think that was a horrible idea. And didn't care about, well, said he would make up the cost if the house didn't appraise. So that made a difference. He also didn't have any contingencies. I mean, not that a lot of the offers were first-time homebuyers, but there were comparable offers to his, but like somebody else's house had to sell before, you know what I mean? Like it was dependent on that sale. And it made me feel better to know that I didn't have to worry about somebody else's house offer going through. So it just made it really solid. That's what I look for.
You also had a cash offer, but they still wanted an appraisal, didn't
they?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, the glory of the cash just went away when you asked for the appraisal. So it was the least risk, the highest price with the least amount of risk.
Strings attached.
Right.
And it wasn't an investor. And that, honestly, that was important to me. I don't know if I would have sold to an investor, even if they did come in with a better offer.
Well, you'll find the whole story spelled out at MichiganRadio.org. Lindsay Smith's reporter's notebook, Cash on the Table for My House, exemplifies Grand Rapids housing boom. Lindsay Smith and Grand Rapids-based realtor Michelle Gordon, thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.